Whitney, you got it right. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Nurses Buzz. This is episode 3. And today it's very interesting because we are going to talk about heartbreaks. As you realized, the introduction is a bit different because I felt like I should get something that would rhyme with whatever I have for you today. So we're going to basically talk about the objective of this podcast today is to highlight, what it is, what is a heartbreak exactly, what does it do to someone emotionally, physically, what are the impacts, and most importantly, as much as this podcast is focused so much on entertainment, I'm also trying to bring in the aspect of educating people, right? Because this particular topic carries a lot of weight. And I know that from my viewers, I will definitely find someone who will resonate with this topic today. So within this podcast, we also have lined up for you what you can do to get over it, what can help you to suit the situation, and what can help you make things more bearable after going through it. So join me today as I welcome my very amazing guest, a very good friend of mine who we go way back with, Chloe Kinyanjui. And I'll just let her introduce herself for a bit. So Chloe, over to you.
Hello, hello, hi, hi guys. My name is Chloe Kinyanjui. I'm your regular 20-year-old that has been heartbroken a couple of times, and that's why I'm here actually. So welcome to Nessa Buzz podcast.
And I thought she was the best candidate for this particular podcast because she actually suggested it herself. So today we're talking about heartbreaks. So you can call this Heartbreak Hotel. So Chloe, karibu sana. Welcome to Nessa Buzz.
Asante. Thank you. It's really nice to be here.
Yeah, it is. I think it's high time we talk about this because I'm sure so many people are going through it as we speak.
Trust me. Wengi tena sana.
So, Chloe, mimi na wewe, we have shared experiences in terms of relationships and all. So let's just start by listening as like, what is this thing called a heartbreak? Nini exactly? When do you say, oh, I have been heartbroken?
Okay, a heartbreak. You know, when I knew I was doing this podcast, I Googled that term. Heartbreak is a metaphor. It doesn't really exist. We just convince our brains that it does exist. Mm-hmm. So basically, to me, a heartbreak is a betrayal. Betrayal from someone I had really high expectations from.
Yeah.
A heartbreak is an emotional pain.
I feel
heartbreak.
You.
Yes.
Yeah, so I call it, me who it, emotional roller coaster. You feel the pain up to you.
Yeah.
I'm going to die.
Heartbreaks can convince you that you're asthmatic and you're not.
I tell you, you're losing breath literally. Literally losing your breath. And you're like, a whole can make me go through this.
I know, right? And you will shiver while the sun is shining really bright outside.
Yeah.
Heartbreaks.
You even see the sun in your life, it just dull from then on. Mona to where Giza to left and center.
Okay, well, if you don't know me, my room is always 24 hours dark. Like, I have dark curtains. I have dark everything.
Oh,
actually,
really?
My dad is always like, what's wrong with my daughter? but I don't spend it places. Kuna light anymore because I'm one based in that place.
Yeah.
So when I'm being heartbroken, that room gets darker.
I can imagine how your sad bigger hours are. Dark room, sad heartbreak playlist.
Last week friend of mine, actually, you namjua pia, I wouldn't like mention her name, but a friend of mine hit me up. She just posted that status. It was like, my heart will go on. And I jokingly just replied to the status and I was like, what has he done? It was just so random. Those random statuses that you can just reply to. Then he was like, hey babe, wacha nikuambie. Wow, she really needed someone to talk to. People, unacheki, watu wanapostigi statuses, and everyone thinks, oh, it's all fun and games and all.
But
people out there are hurting. They're hurting in silence. So, her story was really touchy, but the part that I'd like to highlight was when she hit up, like, the boyfriend, and she was like, hey, hi, kani mekukosea, just tell me if I've done you wrong, just help, I've done you dirty, just tell me. We talk, and we had like promise whereby we never go to bed mad at each other and all. Then this boyfriend had the audacity to tell her, hey, listen up, I've stepped out on a 6-year-old relationship, and this is a lady that held me down, this is a lady that supported my dreams financially and all, and who do you think you are with our 6-month relationship?
Are you
I was
serious?
Like, wait, man. I was furious on her behalf. And despite like this guy being like so aggressive towards her, that was rude, and this chick is like, maybe he's hurting, maybe you know he never meant it.
I'm we're
like,
clowning out here.
He never meant it. What do you mean he never meant it? What is he drunk? He just outright was like, I've stepped out on a 6-year-old relationship. What do you think? It's Mimi Nawewe 6 months.
Mother
Rao. Who do you think you are?
Mother Rao.
And I was like, babe, just block his ass. They always come back. And this is, hey, Vanessa, you can attest to this. They always come back, right?
I can't.
They always do, man. So she was like, I say, oh, but he's cute, he's neat. I'm like, no, if God gifted you this cute one and he's acting like a monkey, he'll gift you better. You deserve so much better, man. You deserve so much better. So people are hurting.
People are hurting.
And you can never tell.
You can't. We're living in a generation where people don't talk. People are suicidal. People are depressed. People depend so much on this emotional relationship such that iki bunjika, like nihibo, that's it. They get so drained.
It breaks you.
It's crazy. So that being said, nataka to share with the guys some experiences. How did it feel? How did it go down? You know, all that.
So, Vanessa, I've shared this with you before.
Yes.
Because I think... but, okay, for the people. I had dated this person for... Actually, no, it was 9 months. Actually, no, it was 1 year. It was 1 year and a few months. Specific. 1 year, 2 months, and 2 weeks, man. Ladies actually are so specific. So, everyone knows, okay, I'm a Christian, right? And my dad is a preacher. I always bring that up and everyone is like, wait, Chloe, how is your dad a preacher? But my dad is a preacher. But then this girl was a Muslim. And at the back of my mind, I knew tutaachana. Unaona ikamatia roho chafu. I was a Muslim. Ijua tutawachana. But then I knew we'd part ways because of religion. You know, this one time when we were 3 months into the relationship, I was like, yo babe, let me ask you a question. And he was like, okay, why are you dating a Christian? And then he was like, yo baby, let me ask you the same, why are you dating a Muslim? And nil, because the heart wants what it wants, right? So fast forward, we had the best times. You know this. We've had manversaries where I'm like, yo Vanessa, come join us. Then you're like, no, I went to Kisumu or sort. So it was really fun. Constant video calls, But then we never really communicated. We really never. This is where he was not my best friend. I had another best friend where if shit went down, I wouldn't tell my man. I was telling my best friend. Yeah, that's where it affected me, man. I was trying to make him part of, to make him my everything, but it just wasn't working. Then this one time, right? No, hold up. Okay, so last year, last year, October, he started posting some random lady. And I was like, "Yo, baby, who's this?"
Mm-hmm. Red flag.
Then he was like, "Yo, that's my sister." Yeah. And considering like this lady had a hijab, that was not my cherry. I was like, "Oh, okay, it's your sister. Okay, fine."
Right.
But then something, man, your sixth sense never lies. Your
never,
sixth sense.
Babe, never. Younger, your sixth
sense. Never lies.
Your sixth sense. Where?
Mm-hmm. So, fast forward to our anniversary. Our anniversary was early this year, March. Mm-hmm. Specifically, March 4th.
Mm-hmm.
So, March 4th, this guy, like, calls me up and, like, "Yo, where are you?" And I was like, "I'm not in town. What's up?" Then he's like, "It's our anniversary. Let's meet up."
Mm-hmm.
"Let's just schedule this." Because 4th was on a, if I'm not wrong, mm-hmm. It was on a Thursday. Then I was like, on 7th, I'd be going to Nanyuki. I was going for a visiting day. So, mm-hmm. I was like, "Would you mind like joining me? We'll just go and make it like a road trip."
Uh-huh.
Then I was like, "You know how to drive, right?" Then he was like, "Yeah, I can drive."
Mm-hmm.
"Okay, fine, let's just meet." Then he canceled on me.
What? For what reason?
Then I was like, "Okay, fine.
Uh-huh.
Work."
Uh-huh.
He said work was hectic. And 7th was on a Saturday. I really didn't buy it, but
working on a Saturday,
all right. Yeah, who works on a Saturday? The whole day, like really.
Mm-hmm.
Like Saturday 8 to 5, who does that?
Who does that?
And then this one day, I was going, I was going through his feed. Mm-hmm. Then I see, yeah. I highlighted mm-hmm. this one comment. This chick mm-hmm. was like, "Baby," with love hearts.
What?
I screenshot, then I send it to him. I'm like, "What the hell is this?" Then this person is like, that's my sister's best friend.
Are you kidding? How does your sister's best friend end up calling you baby? How? Where is the connection?
Sasi ni mtoto wao.
Okay. I died.
Then that's when I was like, "Yo, tunabebana. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
There's no respect here. Tunabebana." So I was like, I'm done. Hey, this nigga called me, begged me. Trust me, a nigga will cry to your face and still be lying to the core.
I swear.
And then it took us like 4 days. Then we go back together. It was all lovey-dovey and all. The honeymoon phase was like ignited again. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
Then this one time, it was on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I received a text from the same person.
Mm-hmm.
My ex.
Mm-hmm.
Then he's like, "Don't believe her. Whatever she's going to tell you, she's lying."
Oh,
I was like, "Wait, who? Ni nani? Who is this? Who's this? I want her to come lie to me."
Mm-hmm.
Then I go to Instagram, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the good thing about Insta, you'll unsend texts, but nikiingia, I'll get them a notification, but then the text shall be deleted afterwards.
Mm. Yeah.
Then I had like crammed the username of the account that unsent the text.
Yeah.
Then I DM'd the account. I was like, mm-hmm. "Hey, I received your text." Then she's like, "His boyfriend."
Yeah.
"His boyfriend."
Mm-hmm.
"Okay, nimekuachia, he's all yours." Then I'm like, wait, what's happening? Then he's like, "My man has been saying that you've been stalking him for quite some time now." Wait, who's your man?
Uh-huh.
Who's your man? Then he's like, "Hey, it's da 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 da." I'm like, wait, Mimi, stalker, ajisasa. Then I've been posting this person, and this has been viewing. Yeah?
Clownery. Clownership, PhD.
I've been posting this person, "Oh, love of my life. Oh,
whoa,
I cannot breathe without you. Nikikuona na pandwa na hacha." All these captions, man. I've been posting this person, and this chick has been viewing my statuses with the thought that I'm stalking her man. That doesn't make sense, man. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Wait, no. That's my man. We've been dating since last year, March.
Yeah.
Then she's like, "Wait, no. But I've been dating him since last year, October, and he said he had been single for the past 5 years."
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wahey.
Yeah. I'm like, wait, you normally view my stories on Insta? Then she
tells
me, "I do." "Yeah, I do. And why do you think I post him so much?" "Because you're his stalker." You know, the first time like I got that, it didn't hit as hard because sikuwa na mimi. I don't know. I didn't want to believe it, man. This is OK. okay, at the back of my mind, I knew one day tutawachana. I knew it.
But not like
that. I didn't think it would be so soon. Then she sends me their photos together, their videos. Oh. And mind you, this person's birthday, he was like, Apana, don't come.
Oh, my God.
And he took me a picture on their birthday, on his birthday.
Oh, my God.
I was like, damn, okay. And that's how we're going to play it. Mm. Then like, I told this chick to give me her number.
Mm.
Then we upped. Then this chick, like, okay, we baited him. We baited him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Alipigia, like, this chick called the, like, our man. Eh? She's the co-wife. So my co-wife,
community husband.
So my co-wife called our husband, and he was like, "Yo, who is this Kinyanjui?" Then our husband is like, "Yo, babe, I think we've revisited this topic for quite some time now. That's my stalker."
Oh,
and mind you,
God.
I'm listening in that conversation.
No,
yeah, I've told you. Then see, that's my stalker. Then the same time after like their call ended. I called him. I was like, yo, who ni nani? And then he text, then deletes the text. Then he's like, oh, it's my sister.
So
she was the sister. I was the stalker.
Okay.
Man, I was feeling so many emotions. Do you know, the first person I wanted to talk to was my sister.
Yeah.
So I called my sister and I was like, hey, okay, this is my password to my Instagram. You just go view that conversation and just see what I'm being told, man.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward to that evening.
Mm-hmm.
The same Sunday evening.
Mm-hmm.
I had the best friend to my mom. They called me. Then he was like, I handled you. I didn't really buy it. But then he did something not many best friends could do.
Mm-hmm.
He called our man via Zoom and added me to the chat.
Mm-hmm.
So I could hear our man being like, ati, unaona Chloe ni yaya nanipenda. I know Chloe loves me. So Chloe nampatia 1 month tops. Nikimwongelesha obviously atarudi.
The nerve that guy has.
Chloe nampatia 1 month tops. Ah, nikimwongelesha hivi obviously atarudi.
Let me tell you something. That's the problem with this guy. You can't chuck. Like, you can't leave no matter what they do. Understand? They'll treat you like shit and they'll be like, atabaki to kuna maliana. And that's the problem. Yeah? What? Walked out.
But then, if you know me, you know I don't take back cheats.
I just don't.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, fine. But I was really mad at myself because I cried that night.
Yeah.
I was really mad at myself. I didn't want to cry. As in, my cousin, I have a favorite cousin. So my favoritest cousin called me that night. Then I'm laughing. She was like, her name is Kizia. Then Kizia was like, uko sawa? Then I'm like, ai, mbona nisikue sawa? Then Becky, okay, we share a room with my sister. So Becky's just looking at me. Then she's like, are you, Becky's my sister, my big sister.
Yeah.
Then Becky's like, are you okay? I'm like, why shouldn't I be? But then my dad said goodnight. He went and slept. My small brother said goodnight. He went and slept.
Mm-hmm.
Becky had work the following morning and the conversation with my cousin ended and it was just me and me alone.
Right.
And damn, I didn't want to cry. I really didn't want to. The tears just came and I feel so mad at myself. I cried that night.
No, you shouldn't.
I feel I shouldn't have cried. He didn't deserve my tears. He really didn't.
Yeah.
And the fact that he has been like contacting me, saying, oh, I'm sorry. Actually, Juzi, he was like, yo, I want to take you out. Mm. Then I'm like, no, never let an old flame burn you twice.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So I was like, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my heartbreak story.
That was like a very grave move. Especially if it was someone you've been with like for like a long period of time, sort of. But if you can let go, then I think you're the strongest person on earth. My heartbreak year was 2018. Mad, sis. I mean, I just came off from a very long relationship or a lengthy relationship. Let me call him my husband, sweetheart. And so 2018 was like my heartbreak year. That's when I parted with like a guy I had seen like for a very long time. I think street for years. It was like a high school sweetheart, you understand? Yeah. And I think you know him.
Yeah, I do.
So with him, it wasn't really like a harsh heartbreak, because it was like us coming together and just deciding, you know what, this thing is not working anymore, and Akunaja, and I'm going to join the army, and you know, this whole thing.
Siamas.
Yeah, Siamas, maybe. And you know, like, the guy I'm seeing right now has always been there, but the reason why, like, we never dated earlier was because of this long distance thing. At some point, I wasn't really ready for it, so I was like, I can't do this. So, but now, of course, I'm a bit mature and I'm thriving in it. But kitambo, I was like missing it. And so, when my ex was like, I'm gonna join army, and I'm like, no, it's still lazima. So, we broke up. It kind of hurt because, of course, he was into him and all that kind of stuff. But I was like, sometimes some people are in your life for a season. So, when I let that go, I realized
you're
gonna rebound almost immediately. Like, tunachana leo, and I have someone.
I have my own story there.
I know. So, I took on this rebound. It was basically like to numb the pain. And I think here ni kitu, a mistake a lot of people do. Because if you look at it, you know, I've told you this story before. My rebound and me, we didn't anywhere. It didn't last because there was no friendship there. It was just a matter of, okay, so I'm single now. You nanikatia. Oh, so yeah, let's rock it. But it didn't even last. And him to sun our long term. I don't do short term. I hate short term. I hate temporary things. So if you're getting with me, get with me. Let's get to the end. And that didn't last. And I wasn't shocked. That was hard. So when he called, now the rebound called, and was like, it had been a couple of weeks kuvutana, acting funny and all. And because Liminim said very straightforward, like, yo, unaanza ku act siju, you just tell me straight up, unataka kuniacha, what do you want? You know, watch out to see Siani. And he just straight up said, he's breaking up with me. And at that point, it felt bad. I remember my roommate was there. We were cooking, and I cried for like 2 minutes. That was it. I'm like, are you okay, Vanessa? Nilia, 2 minutes straight, sis. And that was like, so I was like, it didn't hurt sana. I guess because number one, he was rebound. I'm sorry if
you knew.
And number two, like, I saw it coming, right? Because we were just trying it out. Like, before we said anything, I was like, what's him to a commitment? I mean, him to a commitment. He was like, you know, it's fine. I can work through it. Oh, blah, blah, blah.
I can't change. I'll change it. You.
Exactly. So, Elisha, I felt very hurt. But when I hit, like, my rock bottom was when I found out that a guy I cherished so much and was literally seeing someone else while we were still together. Like, that really got to me. And I remember I cried for, like, a week straight. Mm-hmm. And when I went to Hosi, I went to Karen Hosi, they even diagnosed me with some kind of depression. And I have missed going into depressed. Like, at that point, I was so down. Mm-hmm. Then I'm really the kind to open up. So, nilikuwa naumia tu ndani kimoyo. And, like, I've never experienced so much pain. So, when someone talks about a heartbreak pain, or someone comes to Vanessa, nime heartbreak, you ata kama story yake ni ridiculous, aji. Like, I'm like, I feel you, nakufeel. I'm like, I didn't know what that means. And I just feel like it's something we should talk about, because many people are going through it, and it's really tough. You and I have been there. So, we know. You are.
Actually, talking of rebounds, after I tell you, I was really, really mad at myself. I cried.
Mm-hmm.
So, the first person that hit on me, I jumped. Like, nilikuwa nishaanza kuona 10 minutes. I mean, 10 years from now, me and you with our grandkids.
Ushanunua gown.
Actually, I atik down. I have a friend DJ, na mwambia, bro, mix tape ya harusi.
No, hiyo sasa.
Then this guy, actually, you know him.
Yeah,
I told you about him.
Mm-hmm.
yeah. So this guy who was people I don't date, he's not my type. Zero.
Right.
Actually, you asked me the same question. Since when? Since when do you date this kind of guys?
Yeah.
You asked me that, right?
I did.
So this guy, like, the vibe was just right. The first time we met up. It was a cooked home dinner, and it was just, it was amazing.
Right.
And I guess I was more in love with the fact that I was being appreciated than with him as a person. Because ilifika point, literally hatujui chenye tutaongea. This one time tumeachwa kwa nyumba, like his friends left, then it's just Chloe and that guy. We literally had nothing. Zero. Ah, zero. Yeah.
And you know what, Chloe?
Yeah.
Sorry for interrupting. But when my best friend not being able to, like, I have written an article today actually about compatibility and in love and relationships.
Yeah, I've read it.
Yeah, if you haven't read it, please head on to Julia's blog and read it. It's a nice piece. And if you have read it, then you now know what I mean in context with what you've just said.
Yes.
All right, continue.
Yes. So actually, I wanted to give it a shout out because I was reading it and I was like, wow, man, this is talking to me. I'm like, has Vanessa been following me around this year? Because she's been like hitting the point.
The stalker.
So yeah, I'm the stalker, man. So this guy, like, literally this one time, I was like, yo, can we just be friends? Because date one, we've met, he's like, oh my god, you're adorable, you're cute. But I'm like, oh, thank you. Date two, he's like, oh my god, I want more of you. Then date three, he literally told me, I love you.
Wow.
I'm like, what the fuck do you love? What do you love? Then, plus with my, I sent the text to my cousin. Then my cousin was like, red flags. Red flags. What does he love?
Huh?
So I was like, yo, be my friend first. Be my friend first. Then he couldn't be my friend. He didn't want to be my friend. So this
one, He didn't want to be your friend.
Yes. No.
Wow.
He didn't want to be my friend. Because this one time, I'm in the room, right? Then he's like, yo, can we talk? I'm like, yes, we can talk. Then he's like, he said, this friendship ain't working. I'm like, wait, it ain't working. We are forcing things. I'm like, do you force things with friends?
Because exactly.
Like, no, that just, that
simply
happen.
Because he couldn't, like,
and
get what he
like,
wanted.
Exactly. Like, I put a brakes to his, like, hey, he was coming on too fast.
Yeah.
If actually we dated, we'd just be lovers. We'd never be, just be lovers.
Yeah.
So I was like, then I don't know why it hurt. It really did hurt.
Yeah.
And I was like, why am I being heartbroken by your person? I ain't dating.
Exactly.
It didn't make sense. Yeah, why am I being heartbroken? As in, he broke up with a friend. Who breaks up with a friend?
I know, right? Who does that?
I really don't know. Then the following day, then two, three days later, then he was like, I was testing you. I wanted to see if you could fight for us. I'm more like, wait.
Push.
We ain't dating, bro.
We are fighting more serious issues like coronavirus.
We are fighting. Ananitumia text you, then my university texts me and says, please submit this one before you die. You know you have corona, yes. I'm like, why? Like, it doesn't make sense. Ah, my
crazy.
2020.
2020. So babe, having
anyway.
Talked about those experiences, I just want us to share a bit. This is like the most important bit, because I was intending for this podcast like educational as much as it's sharing like our experiences.
Entertaining.
So I want us to talk about how to like get over it, or even if it's not like getting over it, how to cope, how to not push yourself to a point where you're suicidal, or how do you live day to day after such an incident? What helped you, if any, and how did you manage to like recover, like, you know, be here today? What did you do? Maybe a few tips.
Something I'd like really recommend is talk to someone. Like, I did talk to my sister and my cousin. I talked. When I kept quiet, they talked to me. Have that emotional support. It really does help. And another thing, avoid being alone, because you'll think about it. Be as busy as you can. submit assignments, join a course, do a Spanish class, do a French, do whatever. Just be.
What a podcast.
yeah, please listen to a podcast like this one. Write down, hey, if you can't talk to someone, write down your feelings.
Right.
Yeah, listen to music and not sad vibes. Yeah, don't listen to sad vibes. Unasema nini? When I was heartbroken, nearly end up natafuta Adele. Hey, because Adele, when you alitenda Adele. Aki, don't listen to music. Listen to good vibes. Surround yourself with love. Hang out with friends. Play. Eventually, you'd be like, damn, it's been a week and I haven't cried.
Yeah.
Watch comedies, laugh.
Something to make you laugh. Yeah.
Yeah, but more importantly, I've always said, okay, despite like having been heartbroken by all these boys, I guess my biggest heartbreak was when my parents like separated. And I've always said that was the biggest heartbreak. Thing will compete with that heartbreak because it was, I was completely blindsided. I didn't see it coming, right?
Mm.
God knows, man, keep in touch with God.
Yeah.
Because God anakutoleaga watu to give way to other people coming in.
Exactly.
And come on, we are 20. I just turned 20. So there's no way possible that Muslim was the love of my life.
Yeah.
The love of my life is somewhere being heartbroken right now. I'm sorry, boo. Man. You're young. Let's just have fun. Actually, my sister, anashinaki niambia, jibambe weni mdogo. And hey, it's high time, like, I take her up on that advice. Ni jibambe mini mdogo. Please don't be a hoe. Kai. Apana, don't.
Usijibambe
hivyo. Respect
just yourself.
Have fun.
There's a meme I saw. Is it a meme or, you know, something on social media, and it said, do not catch AIDS trying to make me jealous. You know, you're going on a sleeping with everyone to make your ex who doesn't even care about you jealous.
No, zero eyes. Hakufi. And there's this song that I've heard. Ukiachwa achika. Like, love is just so precious.
It is.
Love shouldn't be hard. Sometimes it is hard, but let it be hard with someone you really care about. With.
And who cares about.
That makes sense. Like, someone
you're compassionate with.
I was talking to this guy.
Exactly.
Juicy, I was talking to this guy, and he was like, do you believe in love? And I don't think I believe in love. I believe in mutual respect.
Mm-hmm.
You respect me, I respect you. And I believe in mutual friendship.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in energy. Mm-hmm. And please don't try to match their energy. Keep your energy constant. You will attract someone that will be the same as your energy. Don't lower your standards. Don't.
Pewa moja kwa bili yangu.
I don't match energy. I keep mine constant. Match mine.
Exactly.
Please, never lower yourself. Uki try to attract mtu. I feel like a motivational speaker.
You are. Please. I like what this person is doing to you. So
yeah, never much energy.
Yeah, true. You could not have put it any better than you have. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we should get you another podcast that we can talk to those people got that first heartbreak, because I'm also in that bracket. And it was very rough, but it's a story I'll tell you in another podcast, and probably still get you this very same interesting guest. But I admire like what you've just said, and I know it's going to help someone probably out there crying right now, locking himself or herself up in the room over some relationship or over some guy or over some boy. What I can say is, if you're heartbroken, please face that heartbreak head on. Don't try to have it. I did. Kuiskuma kando, trying to numb the pain.
Exactly.
Getting someone to like try to take it away. Feel that pain. That's the only way to go. If you keep on pushing that, you might postpone.
Yeah.
It's a kupata. Hii apili is if you work out, you now have
moja na itakutaka vibaya.
Exactly. Feel that pain. Allow yourself to cry. And don't make it look like you're crying over him. You're crying over yourself. You know, like what has happened to you. And it's your emotion, and it's your body wanting to release that emotion. So don't sit on it. Remember, it is okay to feel all those feelings that are going to come with a heartbreak. It is okay. And never remember, you can ask yourself, what did I do? What did I do wrong? And all. Most of the time, in my case, you are not at fault. Like, as the person who is the victim. You are not at fault. Like, shida yako aliamua kwenda huko nje kwanza kukuputa. It's not you, it's him or it's her. Never also try to like kill yourself or put the blame on yourself. You will just get more depressed. Cry. Cry it out. And it's very healthy. I cried for a week straight. I'm not even kidding. Literally. Just like anytime I feel like it, I just let it flow. And I used to feel so much better. Honestly. Also release your negative thoughts. Kuna wase wa yoga, kuna wase wa kumeditate, kuna wase wenye ngoma is their refuge. You like listening to music, you like watching comedy. So that you know always gets you in a good mood. Get your mind off things for a while. Don't think about that from morning to evening. It's not healthy at all. And think positively about yourself. Like you're the one with a problem, or you did this, you didn't do this. Think about your strengths and feel proud of them. Do things that make you feel good about yourself. And take time, for example, my painting when you meanza. Write that blog, make that music, do something that makes you improves your strength. And as Chloe said,
and start that YouTube channel.
Yes, that YouTube channel, man. That account would have put viewers were willing. Our willing would make an impact in those lives, those two lives.
Yo.
And I admire people who can come and say, Chloe, mi siko sawa, I'm not okay. Maybe some of Chloe, you can DM me, you can call me Chloe, you can Chloe, I'm feeling fine. Eh, you need to do
uko pabaya, uko pabaya.
Yes, niko pabaya, yani. Hey, so.
Nikuishia naishia
man, tunaandika tu urology sasa. Look for like a trusted friend. After yule beshte una trust, ama yule relative una trust, kama ni sister yako, kama Chloe's sister Becky, but then shout out to Becky. But hey Chloe, go give us a business, the Becker Wings Limited.
Hey, you're queens, kings, everyone. Hey, my sister started out a company and she's honestly my role model. I've never seen someone hustle harder, go for something she wants harder. She started out a company from scratch with Becca Wins. Shout out.
Instagram.
Check out their Instagram, Becca Wins. You can follow her at Rebecca_Kinyanjui, or follow me, Kinyanjui, or follow Gisheha, G1Sheha. Tutaku direct. Please, let's grow. Let's be natural.
It's right. Thank you. I'll tag you guys when this post goes up.
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about that. So otherwise, as I finish, another thing you can do is exercise. There are guys who are exercise fanatics. Hit the gym. It makes you feel better. What is she taking?
Chloe Ting. Workout. Nice,
Workout. And I just want us to finish up, Chloe, by this.
Yeah.
To Malizia by this point on also how to get over heartbreak and that. For you to get rid of things that remind you of your ex. So again, if you haven't read my blog, the blog I wrote on taking a break, and an instance I gave was you took a break when you're heartbroken, when you felt cheated on and stuff. You have every right for you to make that decision. So kishamua by then in a way kuna place to naenda, and you break up and you're hurt and all. What is it about getting rid of things that remind you of your ex? Personally, me this idea kuna wase wana insisting lazima, but me naonanga it's very healthy. Kama ni tapa na shinda meku text, kama ni nini delete that number. It's something that reminds you of him. It's a jacket he got you, shoes he got. Literally makes you cry. Keep them away. You don't have to throw them, but until you feel a place you're able to handle your emotions. So Chloe, what's your take on getting rid that that reminds you with your ex and staying friends with them? Or kuna saa zingine you have mutual friends. So what happens when you break up? Just briefly.
Mutual friends in a relationship, red flags. Okay, it does happen sometimes.
Yeah.
But I will recommend, please date someone people don't know.
Let me tell you.
There's this, sometimes it does happen, but please, if you can avoid, please avoid.
Come Bali.
Avoid. Recommend. Okay. Mutual friends, zero. Anyway, okay, there's a story behind that, but it will take so much time. There's no need. But anyway, I wouldn't recommend for anyone okay, I wouldn't recommend for people to stay friends. Why? Kuna mtu ataumia. There'll always be a losing party. There'll always be a losing party. Unless it's like 40 years from now. Yeah, actually 40 years from now, I wouldn't mind like meeting my ex and be like, oh, okay, so, okay, oh, okay, 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 okay. That's 40 years from now, I'll be 60. I wouldn't mind.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, really, tunambiana nini, how my day was, does he really care? Because hizo ndo maswali mabeshte huulizana.
Dry.
Hey, alafu unam hit na good. Mayo. You na anasema good. Okay, from there, how do you guys recover? Yeah, there'll always be a losing party. So I wouldn't really recommend. But I've had of like peaceful breakups where mlikuja mkaambiana, "Eh bro, unaonaje? Imagine mimi na wewe at unaonaje? Tuambiane tu kweli." So apo at least there's like there were no bad vibes, so guys can be friends.
Personally, I have someone who broke up very mutually. We're not like friends, but you know, like maybe once in a while, just say hi. How are you doing? Once in a year?
Yeah.
So, come on,
I have that ex, babe. Niko next to you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, once in a year, wish them a happy birthday.
Yeah.
Okay, wanna kwa TV, wambia congrats.
Yeah, sasa. But when you're like freshly heartbroken, keep off that lady. That guy hawata kufa at that point choose yourself jichana ujipende and work on your healing. Them being around,
be selfish exactly. With yourself,
be selfish with yourself. Also stop all contact with that ex, as we have said. Let after activities in a job, get a hobby, thing, right? And get out of your comfort zone. You'll be okay. And be patient with yourself.
Yeah.
These things take time, and while on your way to recovery, you may come up with days that are harder than the rest. Some are easier, but don't be up over the feeling of being sad when you thought you were recovering. It's okay to backslide. Leo unaweza kuwa sawa, kesho ume watch comedy, but Wednesday you're back to square one, and it's okay. Usijipige, usijue.
It's okay.
Yeah,
and it's actually okay not being okay.
So with that, Chloe, maybe you could just give us a take home, something you can tell someone who's listening right now, a word of advice or something.
Are worth it. You are worth every diamond, every gold, every good things. You are worth it. So don't beat yourself up for something someone didn't give you. If you did love them and they didn't love you, just love yourself. Give yourself that love that you could have offered them. And I wouldn't tell someone not to think about them.
Yeah.
You could think about them and be like, oh, okay. Take yourself to that date. Take yourself to the movies. Take yourself ice skating. Utajipata, you actually have more other friends who loves to do things you love to do. Please meditate. Just love yourself, and that actually really helped me.
Yeah, thank you, Chloe. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you done. I know you did. I know you did. Shout out to my guys from the US, shout out for my listeners from Brazil, from Ireland. Now namnawakilisha sana. Thank you very much. Shout out to Kenya. You give me like 90% of your listening time. I really appreciate it. And keep the suggestions coming at Sifunjo99 on Instagram. You can send topics that you want to be covered. I have some in line, so please stay tuned. Follow me at Podcast with Nessa on Instagram, and we will talk more and share more. Thank you very much for tuning in, Chloe Kinyan. Chloe, thank you very much.
Why are you doing me dirty? Why are you doing me dirty, man?
I got you, bro. I got you.
Why are you doing me that?
Asante sana for coming and sharing your story. And I'm sure my want more of you. I will arrange that. So thank you, sana. And I wish you listening to this podcast a lovely day. See you next week.
Bye. Bye, muchachos.
Good again,
bye.